Hi, this is Charles on fundamentalism.org. Well, I can tell that this one's going to be more like a sermon than a report tonight. I have some things I want to say that deal with more with my vision for the future, my personal standards, the way I operate. And the only way I can adequately do that, to say what I think needs to be said, is to lift a little veil of a facade for the evening this time so that I can freely speak. Has to do with the need for this evening only to acknowledge that many people read and listen to this site, political leaders, media people from all networks. That said, I understand that many of the things I'll be saying tonight will be to them. Keep thinking about that phrase, disgusted and then amused. When you get right down to it, I wonder what was amusing. A couple messages to send. The guys at Langley, I love that. What is he trying to say? It's not all that big a deal, gang, really. Much as it may sound like I'm just being critical or angry or whatever you might think of me, either by direct contact or inference or a word or two about me here or there, or even if you're someone who I've allowed to see deep inside my mind, which is pretty rare, I know what you think you understand. All that kind of stuff, and I'm telling you, you're wrong. You read all the corruption in me stuff, and you think you understand how I think and what kind of person I am, and I guarantee you, you're wrong. Those kinds of things just don't work on me. And I'm going to tell you that what you have experienced, well, I'm going to tell you what you've experienced, and to do that, I'm going to expose the real reason why I started this website and why I started the Global Democratic Citizens Union. And like I'd like you to request that you listen to it as if you don't think you know me and what I mean, what makes me angry, and listen to it not like a criticism or judgment, but please listen as if it's something to reflect on and to consider. Because if you can't do that, it might be better to come back later when you're more willing to be responsible for who you are being as a human being. And I say that with all due respect and the best intent. First, I want to say to John McCain, who I deeply respect and admire, I assure you, sir, I am no thug, and I promise you that. That's a promise. You go out and get John's new book. It's called Worth the Fighting For. It's amazing. For me, it's all about the kind of heritage that causes people to love and do things for America, just for America and for the world. It's about a love affair with the country. John McCain's Worth the Fighting For. In a way, that book will also tell you why I'm doing what I'm doing. Love all the talk on the TV and on the net. Heard this one phrase that struck a chord with me. Why not leave it up to the people who like doing it? And I think to myself, the problem is the people who like it work with it like a career system, not like an opportunity to transform or create. I always think of things my father used to say. There's never enough time to do it right, but there's always enough time to do it again, except in a democracy, he'd say. He'd say, a job worth doing is worth doing well. And he'd say, if you find yourself in a position where you're probably going to have to fight, here's what you do. If you can, run away. Two, if you can't run away, talk your way out of it. And three, if that doesn't work and you have to fight, then win, whatever it takes. Your life depends on it. I once said that if I became too disillusioned, I was going to move to Ireland. Well, it seems there have now, too. Just can't get away. That's part of the point. Service to government and the people was never intended to be a career path. It was intended to be a place where people with ideas and vision of the future would congregate to rise up above, transcend, if you will, the day-to-day existence and bustling of the world, to pervade the landscapes, to overview the troops, if you will, and to manage affairs in a way that serves the people and the planet without malice or bias or personal interest, other than to do good in the world and honor the intent of our founders in crafting the possibility of a Camelot unlike any other. My studies have led me to believe very firmly that America was chosen to be the guardian of justice to the world, a divine selection. And it's my belief that we have discerned the honor of that trust. Little is not restorable, but we have work to do. I've mentored and coached great numbers of people over the years. Part of what people think they know about me is that I'm brash and outspoken and probably even rude. I laugh because those people don't know me that way at all. If that's what it takes, that's what I'll be. It's all about disrupting the conversation, causing people to take another look at an issue because I refuse to frame the context of my remarks into the same box as others. Coming from another direction. Typically a direction on the basis of human behavior, not all the facts and figures that don't reflect preferences. They report conclusions people have to what is put before them. It has nothing to do with preference or choice. It has to do with a decision. Think about that for a few days, really. It all has to do with the training we've had, and some like me rejected that training, that what we have in this world is limited to what a few people will say will occur, despite the best interests of the people. It's actually quite difficult for me to sit here and talk about Republicans as if they're all bad. I know of many who are brilliant, compassionate people, but I just don't have the time to identify them all myself, to separate it all out and provide the information. But I will say, I do see a number of Republicans who are part of something with the intent to undermine America and destroy it for their own gain. And I do not take the urgency of this moment in history lightly. And I refuse to lose by playing the game of being polite and going along. I don't expect people to do what I've been doing. I don't even recommend it to me. I do what I have to do to get the job done. I mentioned I've coached and mentored a great number of people. One of the things I've found funniest about that is how often I hear stories about people going to therapists after talking to me and having their sessions be dominated by comparing notes with what I said instead of the therapy itself. If I'd known they were in therapy, I would have restricted my input nonetheless. Little synchronicity, just this morning, as I mulled over how I would possibly say what I was thinking today, another person relayed this story to me about what their psychologist finally concluded about me. In this case, it was said, he's one of those people who's inappropriately right. People will dislike him for it, but they love him deeply for it. It's funny, that kind of nails it for me. And that's not a complaint. It's an appreciation for the fact that when you confront dysfunctionality in a way that causes a transformation, there is pain for the person or system being transformed. And that pain is often refusing the transformation. But the result of the transformation is worth more than the affection or rewards I may have otherwise gotten, because I see the good it does, the ripple effect of good it causes in the world. I could understand if people think I'm unorthodox or unusual. I am. People don't understand what I'm talking about most of the time. They think they do most of the time, and all of that is my fault. Just as it's my fault for assuming that people actually did understand me or what I'm doing. I should just know better. But ultimately, what people learn about me is that I always find ways to meet the needs of everyone, and they can trust my intent and my commitment to do so. That's what I bring to the table more than anything else. My father used to say, do the right thing even if it is to your own detriment. I always believed that was a righteous instruction, and I've lived by it. It has nothing to do with martyrdom or sacrifice. It has only to do with justice and integrity, and standing for principles and for things for a country, and doing so in acknowledgement that the good of the whole is worth more than my individual comfort. Another take on, to thine own self be true. And I'm someone who truly believes in the golden rule. What I've learned about myself and about history, about the Bible and Christianity and other religions in the last 2 months has been as exciting as it has been confusing and compelling. My beliefs have not changed throughout the process, though. I feel empowered by the knowledge I've gained, and I must admit I'm a little amused at the possibilities. But I'm no fanatic. Even the Bible clearly states that fanaticism is blasphemy, using the Lord's name in vain, using the name and the Word of God to manipulate and control people. That's the greatest deception of all. The reason I opened this website? A few reasons. And before this, only two people knew. First, to provide a news source that organized information in a way that people could identify patterns of events. 2, to give people information that would allow them to replicate my methods and ideas and put them to use to re-enliven the American people. I think I've accomplished that in a lot of ways. I wanted to remind them that despite their despair and feelings of oppression and suppression that 2000 elections, which was a desired result of the 2000 elections, look in your history books, look at the group, look at the way it works in other countries where elections don't go the way they're supposed to go. People needed to know it was all right to act like Americans again. I don't take all the credit for it. I know I deserve a good deal. And third, I wanted to see if I could force a leader to emerge. As I've only told one person before, I think the only leader I've caused to emerge is myself. And I don't mean that as a criticism, but I will say, even if you think I'm obnoxious, I don't see anyone else there out there delivering speeches to inspire or empower anyone. I keep saying, speak your vision, and yet all we hear are the same old facts and figures that communicate with the passion of a stock report. As if they don't really matter anyway. And the fact is, they don't, because what people are seeking is a leader, not a responder, not a tactician. The gift that John Kennedy delivered to the world was the gift of commitment, the willingness to dare to dream, the boldness to attempt the impossible, to communicate the desires and ideas. And it could be that even you are so tired and burned out on the game that's being played that you can't bear resisting it any longer. Or you've finally just accepted the condition that that's just the way it is. See, some would say I'm naive for believing that what I propose can be accomplished. I would say they're naive for believing it can't be done. And I find it interesting to consider that I did emerge in the day, as I will begin to emerge publicly, one way or the other. The interesting thing is that I did not one day decide to take on a political career. The political climate and circumstances caused me to decide I could not allow an injustice to occur any longer. And that is how I know that I'm taking this on for the right reasons. Because it's for democracy and freedom and justice. It's for America, it's for myself, and it's for the world. That's all and everything it's been about from day one for me, and it's all it ever will be about for me. There is nothing more important. There is nothing I can imagine that is more worthy of my time and commitment. Because people rarely understand what I try to tell them at first, and unless I'm the actual leader of a project where I can delegate tasks, I found a tactic very effective. I engage in and help guide the conversation on the project. I observe the people who were being more vocal, listen to those who spoke little, and then just about the time the negotiation breaks down and people feel hopeless enough to be willing to think out of the box, I clear my throat and do my thing. It's always worked out pretty well. I hope I haven't waited too long, but that's what I'm doing now. You could say I'm drawing the line. Whatever it takes, I'm committed. Inappropriately right? I really think that's funny. But it's correct. Someone more willing to stand up for the truth than be concerned about popularity or the propaganda possibilities that will be used against them. For daring to speak a dream, to inspire others to greater achievement than they believed possible. And all I can really say about it is, as the book gets written, look at it. Think about what you really feel, not what you've been conditioned to believe you need to do to survive, and lengthen the list of what's acceptable in your book of what's right or wrong, to justify actions that in your heart you know are not right. What we've forgotten as leaders is that people respect bold, courageous leadership because it inspires them to take bold, courageous acts in their own lives, things that are well within their reach if they only dared to try. And consider that I'd be as a hypocrite if I didn't take this on. And I take it on as a personal challenge to do the best work I could possibly do, because this is the most fun challenge I've ever had. Because ultimately, I know it just means, for me, being honest and being myself. And that's not arrogance. That's faith in people. Not in me, but in their own fundamental sense of what's right and wrong, and what makes sense. Because that's all I stand for. So in a sense, I'm putting everyone on notice. I'm drawing the line. It's time to rid the system of the corruption that prevents it from serving anyone but the few. It's time to take a stand, where it won't be long before we lose it. It's not about the economy, it's about what could be possible in the economy with a new vision. It's about understanding what it means to be part of the 60% of Americans who live in or around poverty. It's about the intent of our founders to have a compassionate government that cares for each and every one of its citizens, a government of and for the people. We need to reclaim and reinstitute that intent. Now, whether you're one of the kind who fear association with me, think I'm nuts, think I'm obnoxious, or think you have a clue what I'm like, who I am, and what I'm trying to do, do what you think is best. But like I keep telling George, in the end, I win. I don't have to break the law to accomplish what needs to be done. Government would have to break the law to stop me. What I'm about in this is in this book on the union website. That's who I really am. And that's who and what I'll be bringing to the plate as I begin my campaign to cause this real cultural revolution I keep talking about. It could be an easy thing, it could take a long time, and it could end a lot of suffering. I hope that you'll all join me and embrace this goal of mine. It's time for it to happen, and I'm prepared to take on the task, and I can do it with or without cooperation. And that's not arrogance. It's a knowledge of myself, knowing what I'm capable of, what I stand for, what I'm unwilling to tolerate any longer, and doing something about it. And I have many skills with which to accomplish it. Ultimately, those who believe they're open-minded will be the most difficult to cause to understand because they believe they've thought about it all before. I say there's always one more idea, one more opportunity, one more way. Keep thinking about that Peter Gabriel album. There's a line, we won't give up on you. It's like my reaction is, oh cool, more people sitting around hoping. I make points everywhere I can get them, folks. Think about all that for a while, though. Well, I tell you, I'm not angry or frustrated or even crazy. I'm actually disappointed. I'm disappointed that our government and society and world has woven such a tight web of lies and distortions that the only thing we can do is say stop and reset the system. It only makes me a danger to those who benefit from the corruption. But I had faith in this system. Even more, I had faith in our leaders. I have faith in leaders with vision. We talk about changing the future and rely on history and miracles to dictate our actions and to save us. It's never worked out before. It's most certainly an accurate example of the definition of the word insanity. I intend to end the insanity with a thing called justice and a little golden rule. Join me if you wish, empower it if you can. Whatever you do is fine. But remember, everything you do creates a ripple, good or bad. Exemplify the world you demand, and act as if your life depends on it, because it does. That's a wrap. This is Charles at democraticfundamentalism.org.